Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from North Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm. We are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. I assure you that we are not selling anything and that the interview will not take a few minutes. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. But first of all, just to be sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 39, between 40 and 54, between 55 and 64? Or are you 65 or older?
40 and 54.
Thank you. And are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes, I am.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else?
I do.
Hello?
Yes, I do have a child.
Okay, under the age of 18 that live in your home?
Yes.
And now I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions, and for each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you have never heard of them, just let me know, okay? The first one is the Children's Trust. Yes or no?
I've heard of it. Yes.
Yes, okay. And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust? It's very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
There is no neutral. I mean, so like I say, favorable is neutral, is not a response.
Favorable is very favorable, is good. And somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, not very, okay? And Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust. Have you ever heard about Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust? Yes or no?
No.
And United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Favorable.
Okay, very or just somewhat? Just a little.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. And have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
If I have heard of programs for the United Way of Miami-Dade.
But did you search that information?
No, I have not searched for information myself.
Okay. And if you wanted to search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which one of the following would you most likely use? Will you ask your child teacher or childcare, online community like WhatsApp or Facebook group, call the 211 helpline, search the internet using something like Google, use an app on your smartphone, ask a friend or family member, visit a specific website, or ask my child's doctor, or other?
I would say Google.
Okay, something like Google in internet. And now we are going to go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular. And for this survey, we'll be talking about the Children's Trust. Earlier, you said you had a somewhat favorable opinion of the Children's Trust. In a few words, can you tell me why you feel this way about the Children's Trust?
I think, if I remember correctly, they have a few programs where they provide kids under 18 with medical care or health care that is reasonably priced, discounted, or, you know, And so there's multiple tiers of the program, so different families may qualify depending on their income. So that's what I know about Children's Trust.
Okay, just let me write this very fast, but thank you so much for your opinion. And now, how have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? General word of mouth from other parent, teachers, friends, or family, advertising that you saw or heard for the Children's Trust my child's school, a new history you saw on television, heard on the radio, read on the newspaper, or saw online. Your own children or grandchildren took part in a program founded by the Children's Trust, or a friend or acquaintance had children or grandchildren who took part in a program founded by the Children's Trust, or other.
I started Googling information and I ran into
Okay.
That's primarily the reason. I did have someone that had mentioned one of the programs there, but that's not the reason why I searched. I searched because I was looking and then,
Yeah, just in online, okay? Just saw it online. And have you ever specifically searched for information about programs founded by the Children's Trust or no?
When I was Googling it, I did go deep into it to find out what the difference were between programs and the costs related to the program.
Okay. But specifically, have you ever searched for information about programs founded by the Children's Trust?
Yes.
Or no? Yes? Okay. And where did you search for information about Children's Trust Founded Program? By visiting the Children's Trust website deeply? Search the internet using something like Google or calling the 211 helpline?
Google,
okay. And have you ever visited the Children's Trust website? Yes or no?
Yes.
And based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact? What do you think?
Positive.
And it's that very positive or just somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Very positive. And when considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
Very positive.
And for what?
It's an opportunity for parents to be able to provide health care for their children at a reasonable cost. Unfortunately, Florida is an awful state when it comes to encouraging employers to subsidize health insurance for dependents. Oftentimes, the employers just offer the minimum requirement, which is usually covering the employee themselves, not their dependent. Parents will have to pay 100% of the cost or something crazy like that, making it almost, unbearable to pay that kind of financial, it's a huge financial burden. So it doesn't happen in other states. This is just the only state that I have encountered that. Most employers that I've worked for in the Northeast, if the employer offers insurance and is subsidized at 75%, the dependents get 75% subsidy and the spouse. So, someone is able to take advantage of their employer health benefits to cover their families, but here it's almost impossible. The cost is absolutely insanely ridiculous.
Okay, thank you so much for your opinion. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you for your patience and for your kindness to help us. I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust, and we're done. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the life of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust. Is that very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Well, I mean, based on what I found, I have a very favorable opinion of the program. The reason why at the beginning I said somewhat favorable it's because I don't know as much, maybe, as I should. But, like, I don't know how many people take advantage of that program, and, like, I don't know, some information I don't know. But, yeah, I would say I have a very favorable opinion of the information that I gathered.
Okay. And now, why do you have a very favorable opinion? In a few words.
Well, because it makes healthcare for kids more affordable. Because healthcare is very expensive, especially in the state of Florida.
Yeah, just let me record that very fast, and thank you so much again for your help. I'm writing this very fast. Thank you. And
okay.
I'm sorry. Just gonna need 1 second, okay? And now, prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County, yes or no?
Yes.
And have you ever heard or seen any advertising about Children's Trust, yes or no?
Yes.
And where have you most often heard or seen advertising? Television, radio, newspaper, social media, online, or other?
That I don't even recall.
But where most often? Maybe social media or online?
Definitely not social media.
Okay, so online, digital banners, and websites?
Let me see. There is kid care. Hold on, where did I see that?
Television, radio, buses, like billboards.
It was a poster, and I want to say it was either her pediatrician or some poster regarding that.
Okay, but it was on the street or it was digital or online?
It was a poster. It was a physical poster. It was not online.
Okay. Okay. And now, when searching for local Miami Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Radio, newspaper, television, social media, or online website?
This is sad to say, but I do look forward to, like, Cutler Bay newspaper.
Okay.
Usually
and
I find out what's happening in the neighborhood, and then to get more information, I go online to the
Okay, but
website.
Your primary source for news is newspaper, correct?
It is my local newspaper, yes.
Okay. And we're almost done with our survey. We just have a few more questions for classification purposes. Can you please tell us which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Is Haitian or Hispanic, Latino, or Cuban, or other?
I am Latina, Dominican.
Okay. And which one of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White, Anglo, Black, or African American, Asian, or multiracial?
Black.
And what is your marital status? Single, not married, or divorced, or separate? Married, or living with partner, or other?
Single.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your current residence?
I own.
And how long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
And what is your annual household income before taxes? Just stop me when I get the right category, please. Is less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000? Just.
It's 130. It's
okay.
130,000.
Okay, thank you for your help. And now, finally, just to make sure we speak to all areas, what is the zip code of your home address?
33190.
33190, correct?
33190.
Okay, 33190, sorry. And what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Northeast Miami-Dade, Northwest, or South Miami-Dade?
South Miami. Miami-Dade.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And again, thank you for your help. And have a great evening. Thank you.
Oh, you too. Bye.
Bye.